the second game of a three-game set from Fenway Park. Chris Sale starting for the Red Sox, trying to set a new Major League record with 9 straight games of 10 or more strikeouts. In the first inning, it would start well for him as he faced Delino DeShields.
1-2 offering. Struck him out swinging on a fastball, and Sale's off to a good start in his pursuit of another 10 strikeout game. We're tied here 1-1. Kicks and delivers, and it's swung on in a high drive, deep left, way back, and that ball is history. Mike Napoli clears the monster with ease and puts the Rangers in front 2-1.
Rangers leading by just a run. Dyson kicks and fires, and this pitch is hit on the right side and through. A base hit. Travis hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. Here's the throw from Chu, and the ball goes by Chirinos. Coming in to score is Travis. Mitch Moreland ends up at third, and advancing on the overthrow to second is Rutledge, the pinch hitter. The Red Sox have tied it up 3-3. Dyson setting up in the stretch, the high set, the 1-1. That's way outside, and it gets past Chirinos. Down the line from third, Mitch Moreland, he slides and scores, and the Red Sox take a 4-3 lead. 2-1 the count to Pedroia. The pitch from Dyson, a swing and a ball off the glove of Gallo as he dives. It bleeds into shallow left. Both runners are in to score, and now the Red Sox lead 6-3. The wheels have most definitely come off the cart for the Rangers here in the seventh.
One ball and one strike to count. Joe Kelly's ready in the bullpen, hard throwing righty. And the 1-1 pitch swung on, popped up a mile high on the left side of the infield. Xander Bogaerts, the shortstop, says he has it, and he does. And that's going to be it for Chris Sale. Listen to the round of applause that he gets from the Boston faithful. Recognizing the streak that has just come to an end.
Boston gets Chris Sale some runs with a 7-run seventh, and they defeat the Rangers on Wednesday 9-4. Sale strikes out 6, falling short in his attempt to become the first pitcher in baseball's modern era to strike out at least 10 batters in 9 straight games in one season. He allowed 3 earned runs, 6 hits and a walk over 7 1/3. The Rangers were able to take the lead on Chris Sale, but can't close it out. They fall 9-4 to the Red Sox on Wednesday. Here's Texas manager Jeff Banister.
Well, 7 things have been a challenge for us and some, quite a few games. Felt like Martin was still in control, still, even with the pitch count where it was still strong. We felt like that once we got the 2 runners on, we needed a ground ball double play. We brought in Dyson. Dyson had a few outings and he's thrown the ball extremely well. Electric sinker just did not have that tonight. He did get some ground balls just past some of the infielders. The intentional walks, trying to set up a double play for him, but was incapable of getting the ball on the ground at any of our infielders. So that became a challenge for us. I think the ground rule doubles really from Bogaerts and really what did the most damage in that inning, but just the inability to make the quality pitch when we needed to.
What do you think of Perez's start, especially when you have Sale on the other side? Not a lot of margin for error. Seems like he gave you guys a nice start.
Well, I think early it was a bit of a challenge. He was behind most of the hitters early in the count, really pitching on the edge. I think when after the third, it was such a challenge for him. He only gave up the one run there, but the 30-plus inning, he settled in, threw strikes, got ahead. When he gets ahead, he gets these hitters on in swing mode, and he was able to make some pitches. Felt like he made some good quality pitches throughout, and we got to the seventh inning, and we just couldn't finish the job.
Texas has lost 3 out of 4 following their 10-game winning streak. They're back at it on Thursday, throwing right-hander Nick Martinez, facing Red Sox left-hander Drew Pomeranz.